knock another soul made happy, bring on another set of eggs, we'll skim a mud hole and churn, open a keg of nails, and all go driving. Howdy, friends. How y'all? Yes, it's your old wood rider again, Jelly Elliott and the Knothead, sitting here under the old pine tree. And we're mighty glad to come your way. We hope that you'll pull up a chair and relax there for a few minutes. We're going to play some tunes here for you. And we got a few things we want to talk over with you about the woods and such matters. We'll start things off here with Bob Henderson, the fiddle player, doing a little thing called Liberty. Bob? Thank you, Bob. Thank you there, buddy. That's what I call fine fiddling there. Friends, one of the most interesting developments in the fight against woods fires and forest fires in the last couple of years is the way the law is coming into the picture. There's more enforcement of the law against setting the woods on fire and carelessly letting them get on fire and, well, getting on fire, period. In any way that they get on fire. The law is against fire. Now, I'll guarantee you, the sheriffs and the game wardens and all law enforcement people, they're taking more interest in it in a lot of places, and they're taking this responsibility pretty seriously. But still, there's some weak places. There's still some places where it's a little weak. And maybe that's where you and me can come in the picture. That's where we can come in, by helping to enforce this law. Now, friends, would you let a feller knock an old lady down? Just stand up and let a feller knock a poor old lady down right there in front of your eyes? Or would you let a man steal a tire off of somebody's car if you knew he was stealing the tire? Would you let a man break into somebody's house and steal a sack of flour or setting eggs or anything? No, you wouldn't do it. Neither would I. Nobody would. I'll guarantee you, there's not a citizen in the United States that would stand for any such thing. If you couldn't handle a fellow yourself, well, you'd call the sheriff or some other police officer, or you'd get in touch with somebody, and, well, you'd do something about it. Well, now, you can come through in the same way when you see or know of someone that's setting the woods on fire. It's the same thing. And that's just as bad. In fact, it's really, it's a lot worse in some cases. It really is. It causes a lot more damage than going into a man's house and stealing a sack of flour. Because he could go to town and buy him another sack of flour, but he can't go to town and buy him another patch of woods and a bunch of timber and trees and all that sort of thing. And friends, when you help with this sort of thing, as to reporting these people that you see letting fire get out in the woods, you're not squealing. Uh-uh. No, you're just being a good citizen. You're just being a real, true-blooded American. That's what it is. And that's the way I look at it. Don't you think the same thing? I believe you do. Had you ever stopped to think of it in that way? Well, it's the same thing. And you can all help. I can help. You can help. And we'll all get this thing done. Let's do a tune here, Charlie. How about you gathering yourself up, son, and coming up here and do this tune here called Lost Highway?
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. And as I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine. And a woman's lies make a life like mine. The day we met, I went astray. Started rolling down. Just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. But now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't stop. Sin, are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you'll curse a day. You started rolling down that lost highway.
Thank you, Charlie, thank you. That's a mighty pretty tune there. Friends, you know, I know of a case happening here, and I really know of this case myself personally. I wanted to tell you about it. I know of a fella, I really know of this happening. A man went squirrel hunting, and he killed one squirrel over the limit. And the game warden caught him, and he went to jail. The reason he went to jail, friends, was that citizens in this particular section of the country went to the judge and told the judge that this man had to have some days, that this old thing of killing more squirrels than the limit had to be stopped. And he went to jail because he couldn't pay his fine. Well, they wanted the law enforced there as to killing over the limit. But now I know of another case right in the same section of the country where a man let fire get out and swept through the woods. The wind was blowing awful high. Couldn't do much with the fire. It burned over lots of acres, killed lots of young and old trees. And on top of that, it destroyed squirrel nests by the dozens. It killed young squirrels in these nests. More squirrels than you or I, either one, could hunt the rest of our life if they were protected and taken care of. Because, you see, they'd multiply every year. They'd multiply. And there'd be more squirrels there than you and me and your kids and my kids and all of us could hunt. But now, was this fella sent to jail? No. No, he wasn't sent to jail. A lot of folks knew that he did it, too. But yet, they didn't feel the same about the fire laws in that section. So there wasn't no demand for his prosecution, you see, and he got away. But this guy got out and killed one over the limit with a shotgun, prosecuted him, and the fella got out there and let the woods get on fire and burned up thousands of them. No telling how many, we got no way of knowing. But I do know that a lot of them was burned up. Well, he got by with it. Now, friends, we got to do something about it. Everybody's got to help. We got to all pull together. You know, if I start to pull on a rope and try to break the rope, maybe I can't break it. But if a bunch of you will get on that rope and help me pull it, I'll guarantee we'll pull it in two. Sure can. And that's what we got to do about these woods fires. The fellow that lets fire get out in the woods and burns over the woods is just as guilty, or more so, than the man that gets out there and kills one over the limit. Don't you think so? I know you do. I know you think so. And you just remember, friends, that the law officials, they can't do it all. They just can't do it. You take a game warden. He can't get out there and do it all. He can't look after all the game that he has to look after and all. He has to have the cooperation of the citizens, the people of that community and location. And the same way with these woods fires. You take these boys that gets out and fights these fires. They can't do it by themselves. It's impossible. But with your help, they can. And that's where you and me come in. We can help them. And I know you will, and I will, and we'll get the job done. Here's the next tune. We're going to dedicate it to all the truck drivers. Herman with his steel guitar and the truck driver's ride. There, Herman, thank you. You know, the reason I wanted to dedicate that tune to all the truck drivers is I've known of some cases where truck drivers have stopped side the road and put out little fires that had been started from cigarettes and matches and really saved a lot of young timber, and that's mighty nice. I want to thank you, boys, and just dedicate that tune to you. Well, we've run out of time, friends. We've got to go here, but the local announcer will let you know when we'll be back. And before we go, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. There's laws to keep our forest green, which most of us obey. For those who don't, well, we sure can help bring justice into play. Well, friends, that winds up our little visit with you today. But we'll be back. As I told you, the local announcer will let you know when. Don't forget, neighbors, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. All right, let's go.